This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The United States is turning up the heat on countries that import oil from Iran. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to tell Japan, South Korea, Turkey, China, and India that they'll no longer be exempt from U.S. sanctions if they continue importing oil from Iran during an announcement this morning at the State Department. Current sanctions waivers for the five nations expire a week from Thursday, and it remains unclear if any of them will be given more time to wind down their purchases or if they'll be subject to U.S. sanctions beginning May 3rd if they don't immediately halt imports of Iranian oil. The move is intended to increase pressure on Iran by strangling the revenue it receives from oil exports. Matt Small, Washington.
At least 290 people were killed or almost 500 were injured in bomb blasts that ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. It's the first major attack on the Indian Ocean Islands since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. Colombo resident Mangala Karun Aratne says nobody expected renewed violence in this city-state.
During the 30 years of civil war, we had lots of explosions in Colombo. We are used to our airport getting blown up and the central banks, things like that. But it's been a 10 years of peace, and we got used to that.
Police in Sri Lanka on Monday said the investigation will examine reports that intelligence community failed to detect or warn of possible suicide attacks before the violence. Authorities believe the bombings were carried out by seven suicide bombers. Sri Lankan authorities declared a curfew in the capital of Colombo for a second day on Monday from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. local time on Tuesday. Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election on Sunday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko with 73% of the vote. This is VOA News.